and we're all assigned to that area. We're calling through. And their rule for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is we can list one business per position. So that's how they ensure your placement. So, and that's why you're getting this call today. And really, that's the hard part about getting there. It's not really the cost. It's designed for the local businesses, but it's the availability of the area, and that we have. Oh, and I've got Matt here. He's coming over now to apply that rate for me. Hang on.
So I'm assuming basically if somebody goes on Google and they type in general contractor and they select near me and they happen to be in one of those areas that I service, you're implying that, well, yeah, typically you'll see like a handful of businesses under that category in that area. I'll be in those top 1 to 3 or 1 to 5, whatever it typically lists.
Right, and I can pull up the number of listings that are there, and Matt would know a little bit more about that than me. It's a little bit different for each area. Hi, Matt, are you with us?
I am, yes. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Wonderful.
I'm good, yourself?
Good, can't complain. It's Tuesday already. This week's already going by fast.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tara. I can take it from here. So, yeah, to answer your question, though, Anthony, anytime somebody types in any keywords that relate to your business, that's what we're going to optimize you for. It's obviously going to be based upon your business address that you set up in Reseda there. So, you know, anybody like in the Reseda and the Valley area usually has about a 25-mile bleed out, right? You would be showing on the first page of Google, right, with your competitors and what have you.
And so right now, obviously, how much is it? Is it a monthly thing, a weekly thing?
It is a monthly
thing. How does
thing,
it
yes.
work?
Yeah, so our basic package, we'll take care of, like, we'll get you a website. It looks like you already have a website, so it doesn't really...
Yeah, I already have the website and the domain registered. That's all set up. I even made the business page, obviously, trying to right now recruit people to, you know, sending out links to get reviews.
It looks great. You know, that's definitely something that I do like. Here's something, and I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message right now. Because this is something I've really been, like, heavily talking about this year, and that is, okay, everybody's got a name, everybody's got a logo, everybody's got a website. How do you stand out amongst the crowd, right? And my client, Lewis Pest Control, does a really good job at that in the sense where they have a particular photo, and I'm going to send it to you right now so you can see that – it kind of differentiates themselves from everybody else, right? And it's so easy to do, like, from a business standpoint, getting a photo of you, right, where we can really push that out there, not only on your website, but on your Google business profile and on all the ads that we run. It really helps you, like, stand out. And so I just texted this to you. Why don't you go ahead and click on this real quick when you get it, and you'll see what I mean by that.
I haven't gotten a text. Well,
yeah, maybe. it'll come through any second now. You know how that goes.
What with the mouse? The image I see is a mouse.
You clicked on this, the share.google, and you should see Lewis
Pest
Control there.
Oh, I just see, okay, it goes to local pest and it shows a mouse. But then I see, yeah, it's a picture of him sitting in front of the truck.
Yeah, exactly. Him and his partner standing in front of the truck. So that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like having a photo like that is of you, right? Whether you're on the job, you're in a polo shirt and a nice khaki, right? That
well, what's hilarious is I did put it's
what's
funny.
That?
Say that. I said, it's funny you say that because in putting everything together, one of my buddies jokingly was like, we need to see that smile, you know? So I threw my picture into ChatGPT, you know, and implied like, you know, make it a professional, like corporate headshot kind of a thing. And it threw out a few different options. And my buddy
there
was like,
go.
But you know, hey, well, yeah. Hey. So it's funny that you just had said that because it was like,
hey,
I was thinking, even on my website, like even in the about me or the contact me, they're like, you should have something that shows you.
Exactly.
So, you know, because again, I mean, presence is a lot, and I base a lot of my success.
By the way, Lewis's business, we've taken their business to almost $2 million company now. He has about 10 vans, 12 employees, right? And he uses all our levels of services. So, and that photo, I really strongly contribute a lot of the success to. Yes, our leads are great and everything that we're doing, but that photo is definitely helping his business because of just having that personalization, right? It has that, like, it's just simple, right? And they know who he is. They see the photo. They know he's a real company, just a down to good old boy, right? And that's what separates you from everybody else. Because, again, everybody's got a business. Everybody's in construction, right? And, you know, yes, getting you on Google's half the battle. The other half of the battle is how do we get you to stand out, right? You know, we got to get you those five-star reviews. Look at Lewis. He has over 102 five-star reviews now, right? And so it's very important that we're utilizing all the tools, Anthony, and really, like, getting you the approach and, you know, ultimately taking your business, you know, to a level where it is, you know, getting you a good consistent flow of business on a month-to-month basis. Now, I am going to shoot you straight. Like everybody I talk to, you get what you spend, right? You want to go cheap with marketing, you're going to get cheap results, right? If you have a healthy budget, right, you're going to get good results straight up. I mean, that's how marketing always is the case, right? So my basic package, right, will get you on Google, right? We'll get you as well. We run $100 in Facebook ads. So let's say somebody in the Reseda and the surrounding areas, let's say like Woodland Hills, somebody types in bathroom remodeling to Google. They see you on Google, but they don't call you. Well, what we would do is we would have an ad hit them, right, from your company showing up on Facebook to motivate them to call you from Facebook as well, okay? It's called a retargeting ad, and it obviously helps, and it's very specific to people actively looking for your services. So we're not just mass blanketing it. It's very, you know, centralized in the sense where only the people that are actively looking for your services are going to see that ad on the Facebook platform. So we use that as a secondary, right, to obviously, you know, try and get in front of them, to at least try to get them to call you from Facebook as well. So we don't spend a lot of money on it, but we spend enough for it to give you a good return month after month. Now, do you have like a contractor's license, like a class B or a class A type contract?
I'm class B, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you have general liability insurance as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So in addition to obviously you being on Google, right, and, you know, our Facebook retargeting ads, we do have another platform where it's a pay-per-lead program as well. Now, it does take time to get that set up. Okay, because what you
just to cut you off, like this is part of the whole thing. Like I went on Angie's and paid them $750 because I didn't sign up for a monthly thing with them just because I'm like I got to put proof to concept.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a thing where they're like basically, well, you pay $750, you get a year membership with them on their Angie's list. And it's $1,000 worth of leads.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I have received, I mean, in just the last week, I've received 7 leads. Okay. Every single one of those leads is a bunk phone number. Or basically, the person, I usually respond, I think the longest it had taken me to respond to a lead was like maybe 20 minutes. But I hit them with the message from the app, I hit them with a phone call, I hit them with a text message, I hit them with an email, and it's absolutely ghost town. No response, no acknowledgement.
Yeah. And
well, so, you know, I said to them too, I'm like,
you know why their leads are bunk?
Well, he was telling me that they sometimes can come from third-party vendors.
Well, the reason why Angie's leads are bunk is, number one, is they share the same lead with, like, 3 to 5 guys in your area. So, number one, you don't get an exclusive lead. Okay. Number two, they're like usually selling older leads that people have inquired. They got to like show volume of leads to you guys to keep you guys happy. So Angie's has been notorious for kind of doing wacky stuff like that. In fact, the government, if you type in Angie's FTC, Federal Trade Commission, government slapped Angie's 3 years ago and they had to pay out $7.2 million, right? Because Angie's just does crazy stuff, right? So,
well,
Angie's
what they told me
like
too
really-
is he's like, there's been third party companies that like, they'll get like an ad pop up if someone's like playing a game on their phone and
yeah.
be like, ew, get rid of ads or, you know, get like, you know, a free life if you basically fill out like a bathroom remodel fucking thing.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
then
I'm sure you
basically
the modeling company in your area and seeing who's showing up on like the first page of Google. So like let's do that right now. So if we type in
Did that when I was building my site because I wanted to just get kind of a feel of what some other general contractors in the area are.
Yeah. So right now they're
But I'll be honest though.
Go on.
If I'm looking for services, is it gonna show up as like sponsored though?
No, so there's the map section, which is under the businesses. Like, so right now in Reseda, right now, like under remodeling company, Pearl Remodeling, Professional Home Remodeling, and Jade Construction and Remodeling are the top businesses that are showing up on the first page. Then you have the people running the paper leads. That's what I was trying to tell you about, right? You see EcoSmart and One Degree Construction. Those guys right now are running their paper lead campaigns right now in Reseda. Right? Under that keyword remodeling company. Right? So, I mean, we can look up all kinds of different keywords. We can look up bathroom remodeling. We can look up, you know, kitchen remodeling. Right? So we're going to focus on all the keywords that relate to your business, but I'm just talking about one thing right now. So we're not getting all over the place. Okay. So there's different parts of Google on the first page. There's the pay-per-lead program, which does take time to get set up. Google's got to do a background check on you. Make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now. Make sure that you have the contractor's license and that you have the general liability insurance because they vet all these businesses, right? Because you show up at the very tippy top of Google, like you're talking about the sponsored section. Right, which that's reserved for the pay-per-lead program and was reserved for, like, pay-per-click programs as well, okay? So to answer your question, I can get you at the very tippy top of Google on the first page, but it does take time, right? We got to vet you, right? We got to make sure you have no felonies over the last 7 years now, all that stuff.
Yeah, no, Andy just did that. They did a background check.
Yeah. So Google and us would do that on you, right? And what's nice about the pay-per-lead program is those come in the form of a phone call to you. You talk to them first, and you vet that person. You ask them a bunch of questions, right? And if you like the lead, you pay for it. If you don't like the lead, the good news is you don't have to pay for it. You can simply turn the lead down. So it's not a pay-per-call or pay-per-any lead. It's only pay-per-leads that you want, okay? But it does come with a price. It's not going to be cheap, okay? You know, again, Google is, you know, the number one resource, and obviously it's going to cost money on that pay-per-lead program. But the nice thing is they have high closing rates, okay? It's not a third party. It's not Angie's, right? It's not Yelp. It's not Thumbtack. It's Google we're talking about, okay? I have some.
So, because that's my problem with the Angie's thing is I said to them, you know, they have since, because every single time I get a lead, I do what I'm supposed to do by reaching out to them and doing all the text messages, and I don't get anything. I've hit up Angie. I'm like, dude, this is bullshit. Like, I understand that if I actually speak to this person, let alone actually show up to their house. I understand if I even just speak with this person, it's on me from that point. But if I'm never actually able to communicate with this person, how am I paying $200-something per lead? I'm like, that's not a lead to me because it costs them nothing to click on all five of the contractors that they get suggested.
Yeah.
But if they're not going to respond, and that's why I was saying, I'm like, even in all of my business, so I work for the entertainment industry as well. I'm a grip.
Right.
And I reach out and I talk to thousands of people a year. Mm-hmm. And even for, you know, even when in looking for shows and jobs, I'll at least get like a thumbs up to a text response, like just an indication like, hey, I got your text, you know, just some type of acknowledgement. I'm like, I'm not getting any acknowledgement from these people, which makes me feel like they're fake fucking people.
Yeah.
There's no way for me to validate this is even a real person.
Yeah, with the problem with Angie's, right? Because I have a couple roofing companies that are still with Angie's, but you know, nothing performs better than Google because again, that's the first place everybody goes to. 93%.
Well, yeah, no, I know.
You know, me.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
If I'm looking for anything, I'm going to Google.
Angie's is so hard to be successful with is because that same lead is going out to five different guys, right? So you and five other people, like you said, they're clicking on it. And it's not an exclusive lead, and you guys are all getting eaten up by, you know, because you're all fighting for that one customer, right? But versus being on the first page of Google, right, it's like if the customer reaches out to you, it's not like you're calling like 50 other people as well. Like as long as you pick up the phone, you're responsive, you know, typically speaking, yeah, they may shop you around here or there, but typically speaking, it's not a feeding frenzy like it is on Angie's because Google doesn't sit there and just like have that person get.
Well, it's giving you an opportunity to actually sell yourself. Angie's not even giving me an opportunity to just sell myself. And it's
exactly.
Like I've always said, if I fucking, but at the same time, I'm vetting these people as much as they're vetting me. I'm going to know within the first 30 seconds of talking to this person if I'm even going to want to do the job for them. I'm not in it for quantity. I'm in it for quality. And
sure.
It's
totally.
The same thing. It's like I've been, all of my mentors have said since the beginning, if you're not losing 50% of your bids, you're not charging enough, right? And I'm going to know rather quickly if this person is A, going to want to pay me for what I'm worth,
yeah.
Let alone is going to be a client that I'm going to want to work with because I don't want nightmare Karens. I've only had one, maybe two, technically, in all of my, you know, services that I've done. And it's like I learned my lesson. You know, there's definitely a lot that I was like, yeah, you know what? I just end up coming up with some bullshit thing or I just super overbid the job and I know they're not going to hire me just to kind of like take a strategic withdrawal from it. I won't blatantly tell them like, yeah, I'm not fucking working for you. It's not going to happen. I'm not that rude in that sense, you know, but I just, you know, I make it pretty apparent that this is not going to work. But so with that being said,
obviously you got to like work with, you know, people that are going to pay you and value your services and your time. You know, there's definitely a lot of people that are looking just for like handyman type of deal, right? And you know, and you're sounding like you're not like trying to go down that route. You're trying to do good jobs and you know, bigger paying jobs.
I want them to walk away like a sushi dinner where they're like, fuck, that dinner was expensive, but it was fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It was worth every penny. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's
totally.
Like because the thing is, and I've kind of seen, I saw it with one client, I hooked him up, totally made it out the same, but I know he had a lot of projects at his house, but I totally hooked him up to get my foot in the door, and then that just snowballed into like all the other projects where it's like, basically, oh, well you did this one for such an affordable price, why can't we do these for such an affordable price? And then they started with the like, oh, well I gave your number to like 10 other people, like,
mm-hmm.
That's got to be worth something, right? I'm like, well, those 10 other people, A, haven't called me, let alone hired me. So
mm-hmm.
I usually tell some clients, I'm like, look, if I land an actual job, I'll give you a 10% referral fee.
Mm.
And, I mean, that sometimes has I've gotten a couple things, but there you have to understand I have to have, like, a proof of concept kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, like, when Angie's did come up with the – because they were trying to lock me into, like, $1,000 a month. Situation and I'm like, the fuck no. Like, I gotta see if this is even gonna work first of all. And so then that's when he's like, okay, well that's when he told me he's gonna be like this one time, no like contract, like no contractual thing except for the fact that I'm paying them the money and that money is locked in. but there's no recurring fees. And I was like, okay, I can throw away $750, even though I'm really not happy about it. Just because, of course, the way that it's turning out.
My recommendation is to stay on top of those leads, see if you can squeeze out something out of it, you know. But like I said, I've been behind this desk for many years now and seen exactly, you know, your case time and time again. And the nice thing is we're here in Southern California. We're right by Disneyland and Fountain Valley here. My owner owns his own building. I mean, we're a $2.5 billion company. We're Google's biggest partner, by the way. We are Google's biggest partner. So we've been on TV, same day storage, you know, all the, you know, the, excuse me, extra space storage. I always say I'm wrong, but, the biggest storage unit company is our client, right? I mean, there's 4,400 locations. We've done them all. So
that's probably why I chose them, because they were first that popped up, but I have extra space storage.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I'll send you a video of us too sometime of the director of marketing talking about us, but the point I'm making is, you know, look, I can definitely help you. I have some clients that spend a little bit of money, and I have clients that spend 40 grand a month with me, right? So it really comes down to your goals and what you're trying to take your company. My recommendation is giving all three levels of service, okay? And here's what I mean by that. We get you on the first page of Google. Obviously, we're going to be doing the retargeting ads on Facebook and then working towards those paper leads, okay? The reason why you want those paper leads is those are the best leads money can buy, hands down, right? You show up at the very tippy top of Google. You can talk to them, right? You only pay for a lead that makes sense, and those are $100 a lead, okay? But the good news is you don't pay for that lead until you actually talk to them and you actually want the lead. You don't want the lead, you don't pay for it. That's how good it is with Google.
How do we verify that, though?
They're listening to it with an AI robot. That's how.
Technology. Okay.
Yeah, so they're listening to that call. Okay, the only time you get charged for the call is you get pricing over the phone or you agree to meet with them in person. Everything else is free game.
Okay.
So if you don't give them pricing on the phone and you're like, I don't really like this lead, you simply say, hey, you know what, I appreciate you calling. You know, you have a wonderful day. I hope you find somebody, right? You can simply turn down the lead. And I have guys that turn down leads all the time. So, you know, that's why the paper leads are extremely fair, right? Because it's not just like anybody you're paying for. You're only paying for leads you want, right? And it's a fair model, right? And yes, it's $100, right? A lead, but those are great for filler. Like, my basic package, right, will get you a good ROI, okay? It will get you on the first page, and out of it, we spend $100 in retargeting.
So it doesn't matter the scale of the project or anything?
Yeah, my basic package, yeah, it's just a flat rate. It's $299 a month. That's my basic package, okay, flat rate.
But the $100 a lead, it's not based off of the scale of the scope of work.
No, it's not. It's based on targeted keywords on the paper lead program. So like, we'll get you for bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel. If you want to do decking, we can do that. Like, we'll sit down and say, okay, what keywords specifically do you want to show up for that platform, and what areas we'll put in all the different cities that you want to show up under. You know, we can go all over the valley. We can go all over California if you wanted to. That's how crazy we can go on that, right?
Well, because Angie does a thing that's based off the lead price is based off of the scope of work. So
yeah.
It's like a simple just paint. It's like $180. If it's a full gut, it's, you know, and I think there is probably something algorithmically implied about the square footage. I don't know if the, I don't know what this 10 page.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Angie, but Google does it a little bit differently. It's just a flat rate. It's $100 on that lead. If you want it, it's $100.
Okay.
Now, Google will, if you decide we wanted to go down that route to do the paper leads, Google will make you prepay for 13 leads, though, up front, right? Not out the gate, not until you're pre-approved, but when the time comes, let's fast forward in a couple months, Anthony, and you're like, okay, yeah, you know, like, we got you pre-approved, everything's good on that. Right. You know, we would have to sit down with you and collect that $1,300 because Google will make you prepay for those 13 leads up front. Now, you can draw from them as quickly or as slowly as you'd like. Okay. But they will make you be committed for 13 leads. on that.
But that $100 will not be deducted from that $1,300 unless, like you said, I actually make contact with this person.
You make contact, you talk with them, and the only two ways that it becomes a billable lead is if you get pricing over the phone to them. So they're going to ask you, well, how much are you going to cost or how much would this cost, right? You know, I always teach my business owners, say, like, to revert, say, hey, you know what, that's a good question, right? Let me ask you a few questions, though, right? And then you qualify that lead, right, before you start running your mouth and giving pricing and then racking that $100 bill, right? So we teach you all this, obviously, right? And we
I never like to give pricing over the phone because a bathroom can range from $10,000 to $50,000. Depends on what your finishes are.
But obviously, you're not going to agree to go down there unless it makes sense if you're willing to spend that $100 for that lead. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be straight up, okay? Like, you know, there is money to allocate towards this type of a service. Mm-hmm. And again, I've got my AA in business. I'm not just some knuckle-dragging contractor. Like, I actually have a degree in business and so forth and so on. Uh-huh. So I understand you got to spend money to make money, right? But mm-hmm. I also have to – I've got, you know, two kids, one that's about to go to college next year, the next one that's about to have a bat mitzvah, and I've got a household to run. And it's been slow right now, so it's like I have to also protect my investment as a homeowner and – obviously a business owner. So it's like, it's got to work financially for me before I just start throwing money towards this. And it's like, you know, that was the big conversation I had with Angie's too. And this is why I think they've been so working with me on the sense of basically refunding me all of the amounts that I've spent on the bunk leads. It's because I'm like, at this point, fine, take the $750 and fucking kick rocks. I've thrown away a lot more on way dumber shit in my life. I'm not worried about $750.
I think
but
you can make
if you want me,
like,
hold on a second though. Hold on. But I've told them, I said, if you want me to say renew that contract with you or you want me to continue to invest money in your company, then I need to see some results. And I don't mean just leads. It's clear that you guys can send me leads. I understand that works, but I have yet to speak to a physical person. I'm like, if I even speak to one person out of that $750 that I spent with you guys, then I'm going to feel more entitled to want to spend more money with you. But I'm like, so far, you have not even shown me that. So with that same mindset and now understanding how slightly the game works, and I had a friend who worked for an advertising company who was a fairly sizable advertisement company, which I'm assuming is kind of based off of, it seems like, because she would do the same thing. She handled Google ads, and I forget what her company kind of encompassed in the sense of, like, the genre of Google ads or different advertising avenues that they would go down. But I'm familiar how it works, right? I mean, at the end of the day, I'm cutting you guys a check. You make your money, and you move on to the next person. And I know that, you know, this is what I was saying to Angie is I'm like, you know, I consider this a client relationship, right? I'm giving you an amount of money to help. Like, I'm a part of a union. I work for the local lady Grip with IOTC. I'm sure you heard about the strike. So I got my license because of the writers actor strike that was going on for over a year. Basically, the shit hit the fan and I was doing the work anyways, and a lot of my contractor buddies are like, why don't you have your license? I was like, I don't know. I just never really thought. They're like, well, how's the fucking industry working for you, right? And I'm like, well, you got a point there. So I knuckled down. I got my actual license because ultimately it was at the end of the day to help protect me and my business and my family. I just wanted to make sure I had all my bases covered. The jobs were getting bigger and I didn't really have any protections. But my local, for instance, I pay them $4,000 a month. I mean, $4,000 a year for my union dues, right? Those union dues include them looking actively for work for me, them obviously negotiating my contract and making sure I get a fair working wage, and then my benefits are secured. So it's a relationship, right? I'm paying them a membership fee. They working with me constantly. I'm working for them to obviously ensure that their salaries are paid. And I feel like it's the same thing. I'm paying logistically for your salary. I obviously deserve a little bit more attention in the sense of not just saying, here's this, good luck with yourself. And that's what I felt like Angie was doing. Like, they basically were like, okay, we got your money, good luck. And I'm like, no, that's not how this works. I'm paying you for a service. Because I even threatened to go after them and tell, because I have done it with another situation, not with advertising, but I had a company that I paid $7,000 to hold a bat mitzvah for my daughter. That company went bankrupt. And they were like, okay, sure. They're like, you can get your money back. We don't know when. So I called Chase. I said, listen, I paid this company $7,000. Their services are not being rendered. I want my money back. Chase said, not a problem. No services were rendered, or at least not what they had bound to in the contract. I'm like, no. They're like, no problem. Chase gave me the money back. They went after the company. So I said the same thing to Angie. I'm like,
you can charge
I will go after you for $750. Yeah. Like, at this point, no services have been rendered by you. Yes, you've given me a lead, but nothing has come to it. And it's just like, you know, they need to understand that this is not how a business relationship works. But so I need to know, with all that being said, and I know it was a lot, what is kind of like the bare minimum to get my foot in the door with you guys?
Yeah, it's $299 a month is the bare minimum.
And that gets me the spot on the
thing.
That
gets you in Google and the $100 in retargeting ads, right? We gotta build out all the programming. The first few weeks is programming, get everything set up, get your Facebook ads set up. So you will see results your first month, but it's really month two, Anthony, where this thing takes off, where you see a night and day, like noticeable difference in the phone calls. And then month three, it's like full steam ahead. So it does take a little time to build some steam. Right, it's not crazy amount. Like I said, you'll still see results along the way, but like we do ask a 3-month commitment from all our business owners, right? Because we're very straightforward and transparent when it comes to what we do, and we've always seen that, you know, by us saying, "Hey, give us 3 months to prove to you that hey, we're going to get you a good ROI." Our businesses stay with us, then it literally goes to a month-to-month relationship. So we do keep earning your business on a month-to-month basis. You know, so that would
be... So that $299, basically the $300 a month, like you said, is the spot on the Google page, the recurring ads on the Facebook thing, but that's not considered the lead section.
No, the lead, to do the paper leads, there is a one-time cost of $250. We've got to pay for your background check and take care of all this paperwork with Google. Once we get you pre-approved for that, that takes about 2 months to do. That's some people start right out the gate with it. So the first month will be $549 to get it going, and then it goes down to $299 a month until we get the paper leads. Once we get the paper leads established, like I said, we'll sit down with you after the 2 months and we'll be like, okay, Anthony, let's start kicking this now in gear, right? And having this move for you. Obviously we'll pay the, you know, we'll sit down, we'll get the 13 leads covered, and then you can start drawing from that in addition to your basic $299 package. Eventually, you're going to want those leads. All my business owners go towards that. Like I said, I have some of the biggest companies in America. I mean, you know, Vivint, who owns the Utah Jazz Arena, they're our client. I mean, you can't get much bigger than them. They're a major home security company, right? You know, they
spend a lot of money. I thought you were talking about Vivint, the porn company.
What?
There was a Vivint porn company. Actually,
my sister-in-law was
in the
valley, you probably know all about it. So, you know.
Oh yeah, no, totally.
Fortunately, all the porn is made in the valley, right? So
some of the best, right? Some of the best.
That's the
but,
porn capital
all right, so
of the world,
listen.
Right? You know, that's the one down to the valley. It's like it's just unfortunately.
Well, the bigger downside is you're seeing all these kids driving around in these fucking $200,000 cars.
Yeah,
like,
you do see
this
that.
This is all just because you have no morals.
Yeah, there's
like,
a lot of kids
that are
a lot of kids, like Michael Jackson grew up right there too, right?
On Havenhurst, down the street.
Yeah, on
Havenhurst,
very
familiar.
Exactly. Right over there in Encino. So, yeah,
yep.
a lot of like people in Hollywood, they live in the valley.
Because this is the thing, right? And I feel like this is the thing with Angie's as well. Is it's like, you know, I'm a fairly established contractor. Like, some of my biggest clients consist of the Rams, They just moved their facility to Woodland Hills. My wife's a hairstylist, and she started working on a lot of their wives, which who, you know, are the ones that make the real decisions in the house. And I got hooked up with them. The unfortunate part, and which is why I've, in the last however many years I've been doing this, have never had to put in anything to marketing or advertising.
Big thing these days, like, you know, I've been hearing a lot more of that lately. Like, oh my God, I've never had to spend money on marketing. And I don't really, like, some people.
Well, it's all because it's all just word of mouth. And it's worked, and it's worked really well, but
the world's changed.
Well, it's more just that I've ran through all of those referrals and those words of mouth, and unfortunately, a lot of the Rams coaches, because that's, it's not the players I've been working for, it's the coaches, the offensive, defensive, special teams coaches, all those guys, they all got fucking drafted, and now they all left, and I'm just like, oh shit. Like, one of them got picked up as the Atlanta Falcons head coach. The other one, who's an amazing client, got picked up by the Arizona Cardinals. And they're like, they're just as bummed to leave because they're like, they established this great relationship
they built,
with
and
us.
They've been doing stuff to their house, and they're like,
yeah,
they
but, you know, a fucking $10 million contract will make you forget about me real quick. So the, you know, but so that's where it's like, I'm at the point where it's like, I've exhausted all of my referrals and friends. Either I've done all the work for all of my friends, or they're all just broke now and don't have any money to do any more projects. And I'm like, well, shit, now I guess I really have to start doing this whole ad thing.
Yeah. And, you know, you being a business major.
Getting my name out there.
Look, you being a business major, this is going to go back to business 101, right? You got to spend 5% of gross just to be able to survive. If you want to grow a business, you got to spend 10% of rev on marketing, right, to continue to keep driving in business. So, you know, a lot of business owners in your guys' space in the home services, right, like, aren't used to spending money and don't understand that concept. You, obviously, being a business major, understand that. Like, that's business 101, right? Why do 4 out of 5 businesses fail? It's because they don't got enough revenue, cash flow coming in. And so
we're at. I got to get the cash flow in to start spending more money. And it's like right now the cash flow is – I mean, I'm probably a day late and a buck short. I probably should have jumped on this boat when the jobs were popping. But it's like I'm doing it the back afterwards way where it's like – and I'm not to say I'm broke. I've got the money, but it's also like I'm holding on to that money a little bit tighter right now.
You know?
Right. And it's like – that's where it's like the return on the investment has to be quick.
Yeah. Well,
so let me do this.
I showed you Lewis, right? And – Lewis did a really good video. In fact, let me text that to you real quick before I forget. But the point I'm making is this. You know, doing all levels of service will really benefit your business in the long run, both short-term and long-term. And the reasoning why is because eventually you're going to want those paper leads, okay? Yes, I'll get you enough leads on a month-to-month basis where $299 is going to more than pay for itself. That's not a problem, okay? But is $299 going to bring you $20,000 worth of business every month? It could. I mean, you would focus more on higher jobs, but most likely not, right? You're spending $299, okay? I'm just being a realist here, okay? But if you want to, like, you know, get $10,000, $20,000 worth of business on a month-to-month basis by, you know, having a good marketing campaign, you're going to have $1,000 a month, you know, ad budget to shoot you straight. Right? But you don't need to start there is what I'm saying, right? You know, us starting with, you know, my ideal package where, okay, we do all levels, it's $549 your first month, and then it goes down to $299 a month thereafter, right? By the time you're ready to start taking those paper leads, because let's fast forward a few months, right, because you're now vetted by Google and everything, right? We've already gotten you several jobs, we've already gotten you results, right? And you've been working with the team. You're getting the 5-star reviews on Google because that's obviously important. You got us that photo like Lewis, right? And at that time, we can then sit down and be like, okay, let's really put some fuel on the fire, Anthony, and now start taking those paper leads in addition to your $299 package, right? Where then, okay, now you have a healthy budget and you can afford to spend $800, $1,000 a month. Because the cool thing is, you know, you have the ability to spend as much as you want because you get to turn on those paper leads and off at any time, right? So you have full control of when those leads come on and when those leads come off, right? And like I said, they come in the form of a phone call, right? So some weeks you're going to be super busy where you can't take in any leads on. And some weeks, you know, you're going to be able to turn those things on because you can then take those leads when you do need them, right, to help act as filler, right, for the business. But those will help you, like, continue to keep scaling.
Well, so let me ask you this. So as soon as, like, if I go on Google right now, I type in bathroom remodel, obviously the first thing that pops up are sponsored. Sponsored results. And then sponsored, you know, bathroom remodeling. And then it goes into the business section. So you're saying what you're is doing is under the businesses section.
Yeah, under the business section. And then the paper leads is under the sponsored side.
Because the sponsored, I'll be honest, I never fucking click on the sponsors. Whenever
people
I'm looking
do all
for
the time.
Anything.
I mean, I have a drain guy right now in New York that spends $40,000 a month on that. So he would tell you completely differently.
I mean, I guess the thought is, too, is it's like, yes, you're obviously paying to be a sponsor. There must be something behind you. But
yeah, well, it puts you at the tippy top. Anytime somebody sees a business at the tippy top and there's a phone number there, too, that they can call, they're like...
Well, it's the classic why there's so many AAA things, right? AAA back in the old school days, I don't know how old you are, but if you remember Yellow Pages and stuff like that, if you did AAA...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so if you did the AAA... alphabetically, it's going to put you at the top of the list. That's why you see AAA or you see A1, because that would always put you at the top alphabetically, because they assume,
yeah,
somebody's
like
going to the plumber.
Like,
yeah.
But,
well,
like,
no, I'm saying even back in the old school days.
Completely different, obviously, as you know. It
but it's the same concept, though.
Yeah.
Right?
It has nothing to do with the name so much. It has to do with, like, the availability and the programming and actually getting there.
No,
right?
No, no. But what I'm saying is it goes into a social experiment of that people are always going to choose, like, say, within the top 10 list, right? So back in the days when you had the Yellow Pages and you went to plumbers, all the AAAs or the A1s would be at the top of the list. Nobody's going to fucking Z. If you're making a disease, then you pass up a lot of people, right? So it's the same concept that they've just rephrased it as opposed to AAA.
Well,
now
it's just like
sponsors,
whoever shows
right?
up on the first page of Google. On
right,
keywords,
more susceptible to, because, you know, America's patients are fucking zero. We all have ADHD or autism, and we ain't got time to scroll. People just want, I mean, that's why even with my website, a lot of people are like, dude, you need to put your top pictures at the top. Nobody's scrolling past the first two pictures, just fucking get your shit out of...
And the reason why I shared that picture is, look, if that's just a little, like, okay, I'm a guy that inches that up to miles, right? So that's one piece of the pie, right? That's one little segment of the entire ingredient here, right? So, yes, having that picture where it stands you out, very important, of course. Right? You know, I'm looking like I'm looking at your competitors, professional home remodeling. Okay, yeah, they have nice photos on their Google picture, on their profile, but nothing like that stands out.
No, look, I'll be honest, especially being in LA, a big portion of why I know I have a level of success is because I'm clean cut.
Yeah.
Who knows in the green
age of right?
different cultures and different, you know, to the fact that I'm, you know, I don't know if you ever remember, I forgot what plumbing service it was, but I remember they used to have an ad where they're like, we're the smell good plumbers, right? And one of the things was like, oh, well, the woman was like a role playing. She's like, oh, well, I called this plumber and, you know, they sent this guy named Bubba over to like clean my house and he smelled and had a butt crack and the guy's like, no Bubba's here, ma'am. And I was just like always thinking, I'm like, it's so terribly true though.
Hey,
like, I know
Diamond,
so many.
Mike Diamond.
I know so many. Yeah, I know so many clients.
Mike Diamond, the smell good cleaners.
Yeah, that was his big thing. Was that basically like they're sending over their clean, well dressed, well pressed employees, and it's like I know for a fact a majority of my clients have hired me And I'll be honest, I have no fucking shame in it, but I'm white, I speak English, they can trust, I have the face that looks like you can trust. And, you know, also being in the Valley, 99.9% of the most successful contractors are Israeli. Now, I'm Israeli too, but I'm not the classic fresh off the boat Israeli, where some Israelis have that.
Back, right?
Yeah, well, they all have that persona of being these kind of shiesty, you know, like,
They do.
And it sucks, you know, but they are good. They're fucking killing it.
And people trust it.
I mean,
a
huge
heritage. You know?
No, I mean, again, that's what gets me of my foot in the door. And it's funny because some people are like, wait, you're a white Israeli Jewish contractor, but, you know, they're like, you don't seem like it.
I mean, I'm as
but I still at least have that lineage.
Matt Evans, you can't get whiter than me, right? She's just, you know.
Yeah, well, because my last name is Erlinson. It's not a traditional Jewish last name. So sometimes when people find out I'm Jewish, they're like, wait, you're Jewish? And it's like, even, you know, with the Persian culture, it still gets your foot in, too. There's a lot of Persians out here, too.
You're good at communicating. I can see, like, you're very articulate. You're good at communicating, right? I can see why you do well, right? I mean, I have over 1,400 businesses just under my management alone, right? And I didn't get all these companies not being able to communicate either. So, you know, what I always tell business owners is, look, you know, yes, we got to work on both the short term, but the long term as well. Because there's going to come a day you're going to want more leads than just our basic package. Yes, our basic package, what's so great about it, it's a flat rate, right? So it's $299 a month, right? That'll get you a good taste of what we do. But the sooner we start working on those paper leads, right, the better off you're going to be setting your business up. Because eventually when you can turn those things on, right, you can start drawing from those in addition to your basic package.
And well, let me ask you, though, because I didn't ask. I forgot. How did you guys even get in, like, my phone number? Like, how did it – because, you know, when you called, it popped up a spam, and I normally don't answer spam calls.
Well, right now we're calling general contractors right now in the area, and so we always have a list of everybody, right? Because as soon as a position opens up, Google lets us know. So right now in Reseda, there is a general contractor position available on the first page. So that's why we contacted you. And we're actually contacting a bunch of general contractors to fill this position, right? You may even get more calls from other Google partners, right? Even though we are the largest Google partner there is out there. Nobody's big as us, by the way. We're a $2.4 billion a year company. Nobody bigger than us, right? Hands down.
Right.
So, but, you know, you might get other calls because everybody's going to try and, you know, fill this position right now, because when there is availability, right, we're all trying to fill that position, right? So I just talk to business owners all day long, whatever, you know, is available, that's who I'm speaking with, right? You know, so right now we're obviously trying to get a general contractor in Reseda. And I know Tara's been doing a very good job at speaking to these business owners, and obviously she wanted me to talk to you, right, to discuss how we can help your business and, you know, help you start growing and getting you, you know, moving forward on something. So that's how we were, that's why we contacted you today.
All right. Well, let me do, because I had mentioned at the very beginning of this conversation, I can't make any decisions right now because I just have to hear your spiel. I have to, you know, sit on it and think about it because I feel like I hastily jumped into the Angie thing, and I understand you told me, and I had my suspicions with Angie, and what's even more upsetting is that I had paid them, and then the next day I like had that profound, you know, thought of, well, wait, I'm like, what's guaranteeing I'm even going to speak to this person, right? Like, and of course, and this was before my leads were even turned on, I'm like, well, what happens if I don't actually, like, if they don't respond to any of my outreach? And they kind of like were like, oh, then we'll work with you on that. We'll work with you on that. Like, but, you know,
so,
everything, they are like, every one of our leads is contacted. And lo and behold, here we are, five leads in.
Yeah.
No, I like what you were saying about how you don't pay for the lead until you actually talk to the person. That's definitely a lot better of a fucking position than what Angie had put me in. So that is a very appealing, because that's how it should work. Like, I understand that once I even, because I even said, I'm like, look, I understand even if I talk to this person, I can pay for the lead. I don't think until I am able to actually step foot in the door should I logistically need to pay for the lead. So I think that that's a way better direction, the mindset you guys have with dealing with the leads. I've got to look at the budget, honestly, and see how I can factor this in and see what's going to be the best method of approach.
I mean, look, if you just try to get your money back and do that little position that you did with, hey, you know,
I tried. I was on the phone with him for 2 fucking hours.
You know?
And I was on the phone with, and then we kind of, the guy that I'd spoken with, he's like, look, he's like, it sucks. I mean, it wasn't a good selling. He's like, I have to deal with basically contractors like you a lot with this same fucking problem. I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm not a fucking idiot. This does happen with you guys a lot, and you've obviously have got a backup plan for when this does happen of a different direction. Because the problem with them is they only want you to label yourself as one thing at a time. So right now I'm only on Angie's list as a bathroom remodel. Even though I do everything, solutions, the whole point of it being Bokai Solutions is that I do it all. I do plumbing, electrical, tile, floor refinishing, fucking fences, whatever the fuck. The whole point of the solutions is to have like an umbrella effect of like, basically I have got an answer to any of your problems. I am the solution to anything you need done. Like if I can't do it, then it doesn't exist, kind of a mantra, right? Like, I've always been known as the guy that can fix anything, and if I can't fix it, then it can't be fucking fixed. So that's why it's a very broad
spectrum. The cool thing is we can optimize you for a lot of keywords, like general contractor, remodeling company, plumbing company, electrical company, right? I mean, I can really get you like on a lot of stuff, right? Obviously we want to make it, you know, we want to make it like, you know, what's going to make the most sense. But, you know, like I said, $549 your first month, $299 a month thereafter. If you can make that work, Anthony, that's going to put you in the best position. But
okay, so
sense,
the number I have for you, well, the text came from an 877-635-6225. Is that your contact?
Yeah, that's my
contact.
All right,
do me a favor.
I'm going to send you an email, too, and then you can just enter my, when you dial that phone number, you just enter my extension, which is 6386.
Yeah,
right?
Please do. Give me some time. I very much appreciate the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that
now
I answered the phone.
Now I'm going to shoot you straight, though, okay? Look, we want, as a company, to fill this position, okay? So I'm going to shoot you straight. I can only hold this for so long. Like, if you're serious, then we should start talking serious, right? Because if you're not, we're just going to keep calling general contractors so we get a fill.
That's fine. Don't hold this spot for me. I'm a
business
person.
Full disclosure, we have 19,000 businesses that bill with us every month. 19,000. So we're not
a small mom and pop
company. We're massive, okay? But the cool thing is we can deliver you results. So if you're like, I'll get you an email, right? And my question to you is, how much time do you need to really make this decision?
I mean, hopefully only a day or two, but it's at the same time, I am the mom and pop in a sense right now, and it's like, that's a significant amount of money. And I know that there's a lot of other avenues that, you know, I know a lot of successful business owners that have still yet never marketed and are fucking still raking in $2-3 million a year.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that this is the only avenue.
Depends on.
Well, they're word of mouth. Like, I know a lot of people are telling me, oh no, you got to go to open houses, get in with the real estate agents. Those are the best avenues because they're the ones, find architects who are hiring contractors. Like, there's still a few other avenues that I haven't tapped into yet as far as marketing.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of time either. And then, like, if you start doing all this, like, grassroots marketing and it doesn't become successful, right, because I hear about that stuff all the time, and I've talked to so many people, obviously, doing what I do for as long as I have, you know, I hear about all those grassroots stuff, and everybody tries that stuff, and then, you know, sometimes it works, and a lot of times it doesn't. So, you know, obviously...
Well, you've got to have the pizzazz. What? I've got the pizzazz. I've got the
yeah.
Me and my wife were joking about earlier. I come with a smile. A lot of contractors don't smile, and sometimes a smile will get you a job because people
mm-hmm.
want to feel comfortable with having you in the home. So I appreciate the time. Shoot me that email. Look, if I miss the mark, I miss the mark. I'm a big believer in the universe provides, and if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, then it's not meant to be.
I'll tell you what, okay? Let's just do this so that, you know, because I know how busy we all get, especially me. Let me first grab your email. What is it?
It's the name, BokaiSolutions@gmail.com.
BokaiSolutions@gmail.com, you said?
Correct.
Okay, solutions with an S, right? So it's
plural. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I'll go ahead and get you this email. Let's do this. Let's schedule an appointment. Again, we're both here in California. I'm here in Southern. Obviously, you're just in Southern technically too, right? Let's do this. You want to talk tomorrow? You want to talk Thursday? What's a good day for you?
Tomorrow I'm going to be with a client all day. So, yeah, let's touch base Thursday.
Okay. You want to do 11 a.m.? Does that work?
Perfect.
Call with Matt and Anthony. Just got to make sure I put you in because I know Google Marketing. Here we go. Put your email here too. Okay. Make sure you watch that Lewis Pest video because he just did it for my team. Right? He's actually my client, actually. But Amy, who's his account manager, she asked him a bunch of questions. Like how it's working for them, yada, yada, yada. And that's one thing too, to kind of separate us from all the bozos out there, right? What's cool about what I would do for you, Anthony, is I would make sure you have an account manager. Okay. The purpose of the account manager is to hold your hand and make sure like you're getting us all the paperwork. Right? All the I's are getting dotted and the T's are getting crossed, right? And then managing our team to make sure that all the stuff is getting done. Like, I don't have time to do that anymore. I used to, right? But I have so many clients now that I basically assign an account manager to, you know, not let anything fall through the cracks. So you'll be talking with your account manager. You'll be, getting a monthly update from my team, right, so that you're constantly being put in the loop, right? And then we would sit down with you and be like, okay, Anthony, you got 10 leads this month. 3 of them came from Facebook. 7 came from Google. How did we do? And then you would give us your feedback, right? And so we'll have a monthly call with you in addition to that as well. And Lewis actually talks about that in his video, okay? Like I said, it will be in the email, so watch out for that. You'll see that right there at the top, okay? But I'll put you down for Thursday at 11 a.m., okay? And we'll pick this conversation up from there, and we'll discuss everything, and then you can tell me, you know, what you think. And
let me rack my brain around it a little bit, and then hopefully I'll have a better answer and we'll work something out.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, take the time, like, really go through my email. I break down the pricing, send you a bunch of videos. Like, you can watch the one on extra space storage of the director of marketing talking about us. I have a good one from Stingray Electric too. He talks about how he uses the paper leads, and Stingray Electric actually spends a lot more money than Lewis. He's probably spends about $40,000 a month with me. It's one of my bigger clients.
Look, I hope to one day be about, you know, that level, but I ain't there yet. So
I'm a big believer, you
gotta crawl, walk, run.
And I'm not saying, look, we gotta go spend all this money out the gate. You know, if you can swing the $549, that would be my recommendation to start, because we're working on getting those paper leads moving towards and ready to lock and load. You know, fast forward in around May, June-ish, right, you can start taking those paper leads on top of, you know, your regular package, right, to have as that extra buffer, because you're gonna want those extra leads. You know, the $299 is great.
Well, yeah.
I mean, It's not, but is the $2.99 going to be the game changer? Absolutely not. I mean, is it going to definitely get you leads? Sure. Is it going to get you business? Sure. Right. But is it going to, like, you know, get you, you know, for $299 enough business to sustain you and make you 10, 20 grand a month? Probably not. You know, but is it going to get you good ROI? Can it get you $5,000 worth of business? Sure. Right. You know, and for $299, you know, as long as I'm getting you enough work where it's more than paying for itself, then, you know, that's a good return on investment, as I say. So we've seen studies, right? For every dollar you spend with us, you get $10 back. So our ROIs are good because, again, we're putting you on Google where everybody's going to search for businesses by keywords. And if they don't call you from Google, that Facebook marketing will be there too, right, where we spend $100 a month on that. Some people eventually increase that budget a little bit on Facebook. You know, some are spending $200. I have one client that spent $3,000 a month on their Facebook ads, right? So it just depends ultimately, but, you know, we're not here just to get you to spend as much money as humanly possible. Our goal and objective is to make you successful so you want to stay with us, and it's a win-win business relationship like you were talking about earlier. Because look, if we're making you money, you're making us money and everybody wins, right? And that's right. The great thing and why I love my job, because it's win-win, right, for my clients. So, but yeah, go through that email, Anthony, and I'll talk to you on Thursday at 11 a.m. Just set yourself a reminder. So when I do call you, obviously, you know, we're ready and we can.
Yeah, I got your emails. Matt Evans. All right. Yep. Awesome, man. Thank you so much for the time.
No worries, sir. You have a good night, okay?
All right. You as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.